Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Horayot, Daf Yod Amud Bet, towards the end of the Amud, in the middle of this Agadah about Mitzvah Lishma, etc. Amar Ula, Tamar Zinta, Zimri Zina. Tamar had illicit sex, and so did Zimri. Tamar, with the case of Yehuda, Zimri, of course, with Pinchas. Tamar Zinta, Yatzumi Mana, Malachim, Ruviim. She ended up having children who were kings and prophets. Zimri Zina naflu kama avot Yisrael, and he sinned, and thousands of people died, tens of thousands of people died. Meaning, you could do the same thing, but for different motivations, and it plays out very differently. It's a famous statement, we have it in Nazir. Greater to do an avirah for the right reason than sometimes than a mitzvah for the wrong reason. Shenemar, tevorach min Hashim Yael, eshet chevra keni min Hashim oval tevorach. Tevorah praises Yael as being more praiseworthy than the women in the tents. Man ninu Hashim oval, who are the women in the tents? Sarav karachav leya, and Yael is more praiseworthy. And what did Yael do? Yael slept with Sisera and then killed him. Eini v'amar v'yura marav, li'olam yasok adam atorav mitzvot afilu shelo lishma, shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma, that shelo lishma is okay because it'll lead you to do things lishma, right? Re'ema kimitzvah shelo lishma. So we say an avera lishma is not better than, but at least it's like a mitzvah shelo lishma. Good. Obviously the best is a mitzvah lishma. Amar v'yochanan, sheva v'ilot ba'alo to rasha bo tasha'a. Sisera had relations with Yael 7 times at that point. Shenemar, and that's how she got him exhausted. Bein raglea kara, nafal shachav, there's 7 words there. Vakam itanya me'avera, so Yael was having hanah from an avera then. Ariyachem ishum ishum ban yochai, afilu tovatam ishum shayim ra'ahi etzal tzadikim. Good people are always suffer when the rishayim are happy. So even though she was physically getting hanah, it was really not hanah for her, because this guy was having a good time. Yudom Arab. V'lam yasok adam atorav mitzvot, afilu shlo lishma, tochso shma ba lishma. We already saw that statement. What's the proof of that? Shebischar membet korbanot shikriv Balak harasha. This is a very strange example. Balak brought 42 korbanot, count them out, in the 3 different sets of mizbachot that he built with Bilam. And even though he was doing it to curse Bnei Yisrael, zachav yatzav menu root. We have a tradition, da amar Rabbi Yosef Hanina, root, papeno shel Eglon, ben beno shel Balak melech Moav. That Eglon was a descendant of Balak, and Rut was a descendant of Eglon. And Rut, of course, was the great-grandmother of David, came from that line. So why did Balak have such a schut to have David come out of him? It's because he brought these korbanot, even though for the wrong reason. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't disregard the value, and therefore not reward, even good speech? The older daughter of Lot, back to the Lot story that we had in the end of the previous podcast, the older daughter of Lot, who called her child Moav, making it explicit and obvious he was from her father. You can't go to war with them. When you come around, you have to skirt around the country. You can't go to war, but you can harass them. But the younger daughter called her child Ben Ami, a more discreet name. Meaning klal, you can't mess with them at all. So Amon got better protection because of one little phrase that their mother improved upon her sister. You should try to run ahead to do a mitzvah. Now we're going to get the inverse here. Because the older daughter of Lot beat the younger daughter by one night of having relations, and this is seen lishma, her seed got into the royal line of the Bnei Yisrael 4 generations before Amon. How's that? Rut is the great-grandmother of David. David's daughter-in-law is Na'amah Amonit, the wife of Shlomo, who is the mother of Rechavam, the next king. Tanu Rabbanan, Me'am Aretz, back to our sugya, Prat Mashiach. Me'am Aretz, Prat L'Nasi. So we say Me'am Aretz means this is in the Chatat Kvua, and that excludes a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi that they don't bring it. But why do you need that? They already have their own Parshiot. So you don't need to cut them out. The answer is Shachom Mashiach Al-Holm Dari Mashiach Gat Masim Vipar. So Kohen Gadol is actually easy. You would say when he gave a bad ruling to himself and he made a mistake, he brings a par. But if he just eats chela by accident, maybe he's bal sira. Maybe he's like everybody else and brings a regular korban. Therefore, Kohen Gadol is excluded explicitly. But now, Tenach Mashiach, that I get, why would I think that a Nasi would bring a Chatat Kvua? He has a regular Chatat, but a different Korban with a separate Parsha for the same Shigat Maaset. So I'm Rav Zvid Mishpeh the Rav, Vahach, Maaskin, was Rahman, Gon Shachal Kazayit Chelev, Kishuhu Hedyot. He ate a Kazayit. He didn't know it was Chelev. He was not a Nasi. Manah, then he became king, Vahakach Nodalo, and then he found out that he ate it. I might think that he should bring the old korban from when he was a hedyot, kamash malan, that even he is excluded. Meaning, not only a nasi who violates the law as a nasi, but a nasi who only finds out he violated the law as a nasi doesn't bring the korban. Which means a nasi will never bring this korban, kamash malan. Okay. But that only works according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that the moment of awareness is what establishes your status. But the Rabbanon, if you recall, in our Mishnah say it goes based on when you sinned. So that won't work. What's the case? This, of course, has to happen very quick. He ate a half a kazayit, and then all talk of the Echilat Pras, he was made king, and he ate the other half a kazayit. And then he found out. Maybe I'll put the two things together. So kamash malan that I can't. So bar mine rav rav nachban. Watch this. Mountain siut maushit afsik. All right. We said that if you ate half a gazayit as a regular guy and half a gazayit as a nasi, you don't bring. What if can the siut interrupt it? Meaning. He ate a half a kazayit as a regular guy. He became king. Ve'avar, and then he was thrown out. Ve'ishlimo, and then he ate the other half a kazayit as a regular guy again. So hatam hudlo mitzareif. I might think that in the first case it's not mitzareif. Why do achle palgak shu hedyot palgak shu nasi? He ate half as a regular guy, half as a nasi. Aval hachad the idi ve'idik shu hedyot achle mitzareif. But here he ate both halves as a hedyot. So it's mitzareif. Maybe it's no different because in either case there was nesiut during that time. Hedyot, nasi, hedyot, even though he only ate as a hedyot. My. So, tishul de mehadam arulo ram Rav Yochanan. Perhaps this quote from Rav Yochanan would help. Achal chelev yifish korban. Vehemir v'chazar bo, if a guy ate chelev, he set aside a korban, and then he became an apostate. And then he returned to Judaism. So the korban was nidcha because it's zevach hashayim at that moment, can't be brought, he's a rasha, and since it was pushed off, it can't ever be brought back. So perhaps the same thing, since he was an asi, he was pushed away from hedyot, and therefore the two halves don't connect. But the answer is no. Hachiyashta mumer la baritui korban hu. A mumer can't bring a korban at all. Hi baritui korban hu, an asi brings a korban, just a different korban, so that's not really dechia. So we didn't really settle the question. He asked the question, he ate a piece of meat and wasn't sure if it was chelev or shuman afterwards as a regular guy. He became king and then he found out he might have eaten chelev. Mahu. So according to the Rabbanan who say it goes based on the time of the sin, it's a no-brainer. The Maita Ashram Tali brings an Ashram Tali because he ate something that might have been chelev as a regular guy. The question is according to Shimon, which is midi ishtani levada ishtani lesafek. Do we say that since now his vada status changes, and therefore he's also changed for safek? Odemaki ishtani levada ishtani korban didei. Maybe he only changes for a korban vada for a vadai because his korban changes, and therefore if half was as a hedyot and half was as when he found out as an asi, he brings nothing because of a different korban. Hachar lo ishtani korban didei. Here he doesn't have any different korban. An asi brings an ashram talui, so nothing changed for him. So emalei tashram talui. Maybe it's not a half and half like Rabbi Shimon has with a chatat. Maybe it's all an Ashram Talui guy. Half Hedyot, half Nasi, doesn't matter. So the answer is Teiku. We don't have a solution. Tana Rabbanan, Me'am Ha'aretz, Prat L'Mumar. Here's somebody else we knocked out. A Mumar can't bring a Chatat. Shemi Yosef, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Asher Lota Sena Mishkagavi Hashem. He has a different pasuk, which is, any mitzvah that shouldn't be done, and it's done Mishkagah. Meaning, Hashem Midiato, maybe Korban Al-Shigato, we had this earlier. Only somebody whom the minute he finds out he's sinning, will stop, brings a korban. But if telling him this is chelev doesn't stop him, then he doesn't bring a korban for it. And that's a mumar. So, my benah, what's the difference between Tanakama's pasuk, Yama Aretz, and Rabbi Shimon's pasuk, Asher lo teasena. Hamnuna mumar lachol chelev umivi korban al hadami kebinayu. He suggests that if you have a mumar who's only a mumar for one thing, he eats chelev, and now he ate dam by accident, and he found out, and he wants to bring a korban. Mar savah came into mumar lachol chelev. So the second opinion is, since he's only a mumar for chelev, the first opinion is, Amar it's knocks out all mumarim. He's a mumar for chelev, l'dam nami mumar habi. He's a mumar for everything. Mar savah l'dam miyashav b'diatohu. The second pasuk, Shimon's pasuk, would indicate, well, look, if you told him it was dam, he would stop, because he doesn't eat dam. Therefore, for dam, he could bring a korban. But that doesn't work. We have a harav amar dechuliyam, a mumar lachol chelev, l'avim mumar l'dam. Everybody agrees that if you're a mumar for one thing, that doesn't make you a mumar for anything else, especially in chelev and things of that sort. Ella, hacha ba'ochel nevela l'teirav and chalef lo b'shumen v'chalo kamipalgi. What we're talking about is a case where we have a fellow who eats a nevela, who will eat nevela if he can't find any other meat. And so he's not doing it to make an ideological point. He's doing it because he has an appetite and he doesn't have restraints. In the meantime, he found meat that he thought was kosher, and he ate, and it turned out to be chalef. Marsa became another teirav and achil b'mezid mumer ha'hu. According to the first opinion, he's considered a mumar, because if he only had this meat, he'd eat it. So it came into ilu ashkach tatera lo achali sura la mumarhu. The other opinion is, look, this is a guy who would stop if you told him. And if he could find heter meat, he wouldn't eat iser meat. So therefore, he's not a mumar, and that's the second pasuk. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Acha chaleb zehu mumar. Now, by the way, the word mumar throughout in the earlier text actually is mishumud. Acha chaleb zehu mumar ve'ezu mumar achal nevelotu trefot shkatsir masim. So the Braita here says something very strange. It says if somebody eats chalev, that's a mumar. And what's a mumar? Eating a velo, trefot, etc., and drinking yayin nesach. He says even wearing shatnez. Now let's take a look at this. Amar mar achal chalev zehu mumar or meshuman. Ve'ezu mumar achal nevelo, etc. My kamar, that's backwards. Amar b'chan reyochan achi kamar. This is how we should parse it. Achal chalev the teyavon, if he eats chalev because he has an appetite. Harezim umar. Lahachis, but if he eats it, lahachis, then harezim, the proper gear says min. It can't be tzduki, as we'll see later on. Then he's a min. I'm gonna now switch to reading mishumad instead of mumar. Now, ve'ezu mishumad, v'stamot tzduki. So what's a case where you're mishumad, but the default, meaning if it was lahachis, we'd say he's a min. V'yomer ochal nevelot, utrefash, katsir masim, shataya nesach. That's what the rest of the bright is. Somebody who eats the velau, trefan, all of those sort of things, that's a mean. So my benayu, what's the disagreement? A kibenayu kilayim durabonan. Kilayim durabonan is if it's not fully woven in. Mar sarami doraita avimumar, ibn mashumad. He says only if you violate the kilayim doraita are you mashumad. That's the first opinion. Since kilayim is a well-known isur and you're also wearing it publicly, if you wear kilayim derabanan, that's also called a meshumad. Now, please, Rabach Ravina, charamar l'teyavon meshumad lahachis min. So one of them, Ravina or Ravacha, says that if you eat things just out of appetite, you're a meshumad, but if you eat them out of your ideological principle, then you're a min. Charamar lahachis min here means early Christian, really. But charamar lahachis nami meshumad, he said even if it's for ideological, you're still just a meshumad. What's it mean? An out-and-out idolater. This is a challenge against the first opinion. If a guy eats a bug, he's a mishumad. Now, a bug you'd only eat out of ideological principle, not for an appetite. So the answer is, he's not doing it for ideological reasons. He's saying, I want to see what these things taste like. So it's really out of appetite or curiosity. Okay, the Mishnah said, Ezu Nasi, what's a Nasi? Zemelach. Tan Rabbanan Nasi, Yachon Nasi Shevet, K'nach Shemen Amin Adav. I might think a Nasi is like the Nasi of a Shevet. Like Nachshon, Talmud Lomar, Mikom Mitzvot Hashem Alokav. We saw this earlier. If he violates any of the Mitzvot of Hashem, his God. And later on in the Parsha of the Melech, it says, he has to have the Sefer Torah with him, so he'll learn to fear Hashem, his God. Malan Shein al Gabav El Hashem Elokav. So just like there, it's the one person who has nobody over him but God. He's the highest on the political ladder. Haf Nasi Shein al Gabav El Hashem Elokav. So Nasi only means that one. Because in our context, in Asher Asiyachata, he violates one of the mitzvot of Hashem Elokav. Rabbi asked his Talmid, Kigon ani mahu b'seir. Theoretically, there's a Beit HaMikdash now, Rabbi says, and I did a sin. Would I bring a seir? I'm the head of the Sanhedrin. Am I the king? Amarlei haretzar atcha b'Bavel. You have a partner, as it were, a competitor in Bavel. You're not the total head. The Reish Galut in Bavel has power over the Jews in Bavel. Watch this, Malchi Israel, Malchim et David, Elum v'im latzmam, v'elumim latzmam. When you had the king, the split kingdom, if Rechavam would do a sin, he'd bring a Sa'ir, and if Yeravam ben Nevat at the same time did a sin, and boy did he, then he'd bring a Sa'ir, if it was B'shogeg. Right? So you see that you don't have to be the sole ruler over all the Jewish people. So the answer is, Hatam lo kaifi adadi. So Reb Chiya answered to Rebbe, there, Rechavam did not see himself subjugate to Yeravam and vice versa. We have a certain subjugation to the Reish Galuta in some matters. Rav Safra matnu hachi. This is how Rav Safra learned that entire piece. Bo amine Rabbi Reb Chiya. Konani ma'u b'seir. Asked the same question. Amar lei hatam shevet hacha mechokek. Hatam meaning in Bavel. We have the shevet, meaning the ruling staff. And here it's the mechokek, the lawgiver. Meaning, again, the same idea. It's a split leadership. Betanya, what's that referring to? Lo yasoshev Yehuda mechokek benoglav. The famous drasha, lo yasoshev Yehuda. Zer Rosh Kola Shebavel. The Rosh Kola maintained himself being direct lineage from Shevet Yehuda based on this pasuk. He's the head of the community in Bavel. And that's part of the fulfillment of Yaakov's nevuah that Yehuda would always be the one with the staff of leadership. Shrodet Yisrael Makel. He punishes them and he leads them with his staff. B'chokek ben Ragla. What's that? Eil ben Bavel shel Hillel shem lamdim Torah li Yisrael barabim. That's Hillel's descendants, which of course is Rebbe, who teach Torah publicly. That's the Mechokek, which means, again, the same answer, you're not the sole leader over all of Klal Yisrael, you share the position with the Reish Galuta, and therefore, indeed, you would not bring a Sa'ir if there were a Mikdash standing at this point. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, defining Ezehu Mashiach, which is Mishnah Dalad in this, the final parak of Masachet Oreot. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.